So we've got a couple examples here just tied back to these different groups of people that may be eligible for the COBRA subsidy. The first example is someone who experiences a reduction in hours May 12th of 2021. So in another month and a half here, the employee and any family members enrolled at that time when they lose coverage due to the reduction of hours then must be offered this COBRA subsidy. It would be effective for June 1st. Through September 30th, 2021, that they would be able to enroll and take advantage of this COBRA subsidy. Now, obviously, that's not going to be their full maximum coverage period, so the subsidy would end at the end of September. If they wanted to continue that COBRA continuation coverage, they would have to start paying the premiums then starting October 1st, 2021 to keep it in place for the rest of their maximum coverage period. Example two, an employee's position was eliminated back in July of 2020. The employee and family elected COBRA. That would have been effective August of 2020, and they've been paying their monthly COBRA premiums since then. The family now would be able to continue coverage and not pay the COBRA premiums for April through September. Then the final example, and this is our second bite at the apple, the employee was involuntarily terminated in November of 2019, and the employee chose not to elect COBRA when it was first offered to go into a place in a, it would have gone into effect in December of 2019. This employee has to be given another chance to enroll. They can take advantage of the COBRA subsidy beginning April 1st, but their maximum coverage period would actually run out at the end of May. So they would really only be eligible to take advantage of this COBRA subsidy for April and May. An individual can never, would never extend beyond their maximum coverage period. It doesn't extend that in any way.